Hello?
This is Zach.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Wolves, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for
I am
asking.
so sorry. I had an unscheduled work call and I it was like an emergency and I had to take it, so I apologize for not being available at 11.
You're completely fine.
But I just wanted to let you know that I've actually received an offer that is substantially higher than the one that you've done, so I'm gonna accept that one in lieu of yours.
Oh, nice. What did you end up getting?
Actually, I have two. I have one that somebody already sent over the paperwork for at 350, and then I have another one that they're processing right now for 375.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you, familiar with the company?
Actually, the one company I'm very familiar with, I've spoken to him multiple times in the past. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Just be careful. There's a lot of.
Oh no. I've done my research on the companies that I've actually reached out to. So I know, I know their standing and all of that. And I appreciate your time and your effort. And I mean, obviously, if you thought that you could match that or do better, I'd be more than happy to go with you. But it seems like that you're not able to do that. Yeah, I mean, I literally already have the sales agreement from the one company, so.
What's stopping you from signing
Oh, I just had to touch base with my husband and just confirm everything with him. Yeah. Oh, no, I just got it like 15 minutes ago. So, I mean, to be honest, I talked to a couple of different people yesterday. After speaking to them and kind of getting ballparked like what you had done, I already knew just based on what they had said, just ballparking it for me that, I was gonna decline your offer because you just couldn't come close to what I was already offered.
Now, are they buying it? Are they real estate? Or
Pardon me?
are they buying it? Are they real estate agents?
Oh no, they're like the same with you. They come in and they buy it straight out as is, and then they do whatever they do with it, whether they come in and renovate and flip it or whatever and resell it or rent it out or whatever they do. But they're the same. They're like the same organizations like you are, where they come in and they buy it, and then they just kind of do buy it as is, and then they do their own thing.
Okay, I guess my only concern is that they're legit. They've been around for a while.
I mean, the bottom line is this: if somebody's already given me a sales agreement, I feel like that's a solid thing. Like I said, the other company, we're still kind of talking about things. I haven't gotten a sales agreement from them yet, so yeah. Like I said, I appreciate your time. If you thought that you could come up to that level, I'd be more than willing to, discuss with you and go from there.
Okay. Well, Let me look at this thing. If you don't mind. Well, I guess my worry is, you're gonna get into something. I'm not, you said you know but how do you know they're gonna perform? How do you know they're not looking just to resell it while or wholesale it?
Oh, me? Like I said, my bottom line is once I sell the house, I really it's not my concern what they do with it, but I understand are they going to buy it and then sell it to somebody else like an investor and that person flips it and they get more money or whatever. I didn't inquire about that. Like I said, once I sell the house, whatever's done with it after that, that's not my concern.
I guess my question is, they could put you under contract and still sell it.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what a wholesale is.
Yeah, but they can't sell it unless they have the deed. So,
Excuse me. That's not true. I worked with a lot of these companies, and that's what wholesaling is. It's equitable interest. Do you have the paper? Have you signed it? You said you signed something or no?
no, I haven't signed anything yet.
Well, the
No,
paperwork.
I also have to send everything over to I have a lawyer that's on retainer, so I'll send everything over to him and let him look at it and make sure that everything is in order before I sign anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the one thing that I'll, just kind of warn you about is, people are looking to just take this and try to resell it while you're still the owner.
Okay.
And the way they can do that is if they assign it. So your paperwork needs to say no assignments.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know that.
Of course. Nope. No problem.
Right. Thank you so much, Zach.
All right, no problem.
All right. Bye-bye.